building your portfolio, picking winning stocks, using your computer. And now here is Jordan Kimmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and good morning. Welcome back to another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And folks, here is an awful lot to cover. I'm excited. I got some great information I'd like to share. We're going to also, in fact, have two guests coming on later on. One of them, one of the most profitable natural gas operators in the Appalachian, or this side of the Mississippi, let's call it, from NGAS. And we're also going to have a gentleman, Mike Weiner, a friend of mine, a good guy, involved in nanotechnology. It's been a buzzword. Let's see where it's actually being applied. I want to cover some things in the market first, and we're in a very, very unusual market, which I really want to share some insights on. And before I do that, I want to just, again, when the show starts and I hear some of the commercials, I happen to love the commercials, the gun crime commercial, the seatbelt commercial, and really how to deal effectively and how to help your kids a lot. And we're just having a great summer here at home. We're talking about summer reading and all, and I want to pass off one piece of advice, and not that anybody asked me for it, but when Muhammad Ali, at the top of his career, was asked what could he share with his kids, what would he like to share with the world, he said, beware of too much candy. Candy's the root of all evil. So here I am with a little painkiller after a massive dentist appointment yesterday. So just take it from me, candy's the root of all evil, and make sure you don't eat too much of it. Now, if we're going to be around a long time and we're going to take care of our teeth, we better have enough money to spend as we get older. Again, the number one fear in American adults actually is dying without enough assets. And that's something that we need to control ourselves, that we need to take charge on. And don't leave it to your stockbroker, your financial planner. Don't let anybody be out there for you to blame. You must take control over your own lives. Close that candy jar. But really, what I'm talking about here is taking control over your financial life. Now, why is that so hard? Why do people have that much difficulty with it? Well, one of the things I've talked about is in their attempt to sell newspapers and sell media time, the media has become fantastic in actually confusing the public. And one day there's a recession, the next is inflation, and if you take a look at the stock market, folks, we are involved in one of the most emotional times I've seen in the market. I was listening to a commentator yesterday, and he said, right now, it's not about the feds, it's not about earnings, it's not about what's going on in the Middle East. What it's really about is a herky-jerky emotional market, and that's what it's about right now. Now, there are all kinds of indicators. One of them is called the 10-to-1 blast-off. What that means is when there's 10-to-1 up-to-down volume on any given day, that is a clear, clear sign of all clear to get fully invested. Well, folks, we've had three of them in the last 2 months. Unbelievably, I don't think there's been a period before where there's ever been three. Each one of those days has been followed by weakness. What you have is a market when the bears go home at night and stocks are broken below critical support level and they think they have control, the next day you see a big up day. When you see these 10-to-1 blast-off days and clear signs of a market bottom, the next thing you see is weakness. So how is one to respond to this? The answer is you don't. You think long-term, you plan long-term, you must use stop losses. I will tell you, we are having one of our best years ever in Magnet in terms of performance, and we have been stopped out numerous, numerous times on ideas. The key is, not one of these ideas do I think about before I fall asleep. We keep all our losses short, and some of our gains have been dramatic and have offset all the losses. That's the way to do it. The way to do it is unemotionally, but you must think and plan for long term. Now, we've gotten a few requests for some Dick Davis Digest articles we've been writing about this. I don't think we're hearing from enough people about signing on a complimentary newsletter or coming to our website to get your ideas scored out. There are clearly big upside winners taking place right now, and it's very, very important for you to wrap your arms around some of them, because one of the things I talk about and where we're going long-term in our business is we've already helped a lot of people make a lot of money, and I will tell you the hardest part of this business is the shortages, frankly, of thank yous, and I appreciate that, and so on. What we're really focused on right now, in fact, is helping America and helping America with foundations and nonprofits, which are frankly underfunded and not thinking long-term enough. And the whole concept here, and I've sat down at night, I'm writing another book. It's going to be about permanent endowment, and it's going to dispel some current myths that are out there on Wall Street, actually preventing people from achieving their long-term goals. So we can't change the entire world, but we can certainly help, and we need to help people think much, much longer term and get your mind out of the gutter that is being discussed by too many media. And again, what they're there to do, you must remember this, they're there to sell airtime. Stay with us after this important message about a flood. I mean, come on, guys. We got to get past that stuff, and we got to be thinking about what made America was risk-taking, strategic risk-taking, not burying your head in sand and looking at a fixed return, because what I have said, and I've said all along, when you look at the price of sneakers, of healthcare, of sports tickets, of the things that day-to-day we want to do and help our children with, and whether it's going to the movies, we are being told that there is actually 0 or 1% type inflation. Anybody who opens up their wallet to spend on anything realizes how foolish that is, how quickly our healthcare costs are escalating, and the only way to get past that is by ownership. It takes me back to the early days of my first seminars in the business. There's two investments. One of them is to lend your money, and the other one is to own something. And the lenders need to assess the ability to pay back. A CD is nothing more than a loan to the bank at a fixed rate of return, and you trust the bank. Then you go into the bonds. Well, do you trust this company? They'll pay you a higher return, and they'll give you a little more interest. The alternative is owning something, whether it's rental property, dividend-paying companies, growth companies that you can sell at a future date. But if you are on the other side of the ledger, which is simply the lending part, I believe that over time, taxes and inflation will eat you alive, and you will simply not keep pace with inflation. So again, the most important way to measure is the after-tax, after-inflation, and after-fee returns. That's the relationship you want to be in emotionally for yourself. And when you're thinking that way, you're not thinking about the CPI and the PPI and the GDP. You're thinking about where can you find in the income or growth. Is there a company that's dominating its niche? Is there a way for you to increase your assets within an acceptable risk frame? Don't take too much risk. Create a plan. Our entire first half of the book, Magnet Investing, which I'll give away for the first three callers to our station, to our company. There's the pain medication, guys. Come on and get the book and get your planning done. So what we're going to do coming back, we're going to have two fantastic guests, leader in their industries. You got to stick with us. It's Voice America Business. Jordan Kimmel will be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
Listen wherever you are. 24-hour business and financial news. Solid, focused, and informed. The leader in business talk. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, folks, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as we always try to do, we want to line up professionals and leaders in their industries. We hear a lot of buzzwords about this thing called nanotechnology. Some people say that the applications are way out in the future. Some people say they're here and they're now. We will bring on our old friend, my good friend, Mike Weiner. He's the CEO of BioFan. And Mike, you with us now? Well, we'll bring Mike on when he can. Mike, you there?
Yeah, hi, Jordan. I'm right here.
There he goes. Mike, good to talk with you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
All right. In fact, for our listeners, in fact, who haven't heard Mike before, Mike, what I'd like you to do is we always talk about our magnet is all about, the M stands for management. It's critical to know who we're talking to and what brought him here. Why don't you spend just a couple minutes on your background and what brought you to actually found and be the CEO of BioFan Technologies?
Well, sure. Thanks, Jordan. I was at Xerox for 10 years in sales and marketing and headquarters and wound up on the technology side and tech transfer side. And then I left and ran a company that did patent analytics for the big companies and learned a lot about how intellectual property works in the grand scheme of things. And I was very lucky that in 2000, a friend of mine, Wilson Greatbatch, he has a New York Stock Exchange named after him, symbol GB, and he's the guy who invented the original pacemaker, licensed to Medtronic in 1960. He's a world-renowned inventor, now in his 80s. At that time, we started working on a project to try and solve a medical industry problem, a big one, to make pacemakers safe for MRI, because over 3 million people have these devices and they can't get an MRI. It's very tragic when they have another medical problem and can't get into the MRI machine. And we set out to solve the problem, and Biofan was co-founded to be the home for that technology, and it's led to we've solved that problem, and we've got our first licensee with Boston Scientific and Guided, and we are talking to all the other pacemaker companies, and we have gone on to do a number of other innovations in the biomedical industry space, and included in the solution suite includes some nanomagnetic particle technologies that we use for coating, not for safety, but for actually seeing inside of stents. So that's the story of how I got here, and the management in the Biofan, as you know, are fellows who joined me from Johnson & Johnson and AngioTech, so some real industry insiders, and that's what populates our management team.
Right, and Mike, that's one of the things, frankly, that sparked an interest with me originally. I love when great people who've done big things in the past go on to other solutions and try to solve other problems, and I really know you have a world-class management team with you. What I'd like to do here, again, we don't promote stocks. We tell everyone they have to do their own research. They want to do their own reading. It's frankly been a little while since you and I have spoken. Catch me up on what you think our listeners might be interested in, maybe in both in Biofan and other things, the patents you're doing, and tell us what you're up to.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. The key things we've done in 2005 and 2006 are we closed a major deal with Boston Scientific. They're our first customer. We have negotiations underway with other name brand companies right now and expect additional transactions to close. In the relationship with Boston Scientific, they took an exclusive license for imaging vascular implants and a non-exclusive license to safety for pacemakers and defibrillators and things. And what we've done that's important as a technology is gone into problem-solving mode, and we've solved some critical problems for the industry. Perhaps, and there are three. The first is that we can now we have a technology that allows you to see inside a stent with an MRI machine, so you can see the blockage that is hard to see today, and you need to get an angiogram today. An angiogram is a procedure where they poke a hole in you, and they put a catheter in, and they put dyes in that some people have an allergic reaction in.
Ouch.
Yeah. And they try and detect if the stent is clogged up by looking at how the dye flows through the vessel. With our technology, and this is on our website, you can actually see the images, we can allow with the MRI to see right inside the stent and see the exact degree of blockage, where it is, and whether it's progressing or diminishing on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis with this non-dangerous solution. When we believe that when this technology gets into the stent market, it's going to create an important shift of market share. Our deal with Boston Scientific has been publicly announced. We have a royalty of 3-4% based on which type of stents it's in. So when this kicks in, and I can't say when or any more detail, but the potential for us is a $60 to $70 million annuity stream from that one innovation. Now, a second innovation is this ability to make pacemakers and defibrillators and implantable devices like pain systems and devices for Parkinson's. All these implantable devices have a problem where they have a safety issue and you can't get an MRI, and we've solved these problems. And we've also done a lot of the core research to show the magnitude and the dimension of the problem, and we're in a commercial research and development agreement with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, where we're conducting workshops with the rest of the industry, with Medtronic, Guidant, St. Jude, Biotronic, these other companies, to establish a new set of guidelines as to what would constitute a safe pacemaker. And then, as I say, we have the solutions that can solve, in even the worst-case conditions, the problems of heating and induced voltages that cause these devices to be contraindicated. So in the future, our goal is to make all biomedical devices safe for MRI. And the third thing we've done in the last year is we've expanded our horizons, and we've bought into a company called Myotech, where we have the rights to acquire a majority interest. And they're developing a device which can stop an arrested heart when everything else fails and can keep a weak heart, like a congestive heart failure patient or a post-heart attack patient, fully pumped to full levels when their heart is weak, much less invasively and dangerously than the devices on the market today that cut into the bloodstream and have problems of infection and bleeding and clotting and stroke. And we've solved for this by having a device that goes over the heart. It's a balloon-like device that can squeeze the heart and pump it without causing damage. And our goal is to have it in clinicals in 18 months and on the market in 30. And we are in discussions with the same companies we market our other technologies to about one of them partnering up and helping us fund this and then take it to market as our distribution partner. So we think the future is enormously bright.
Okay, you certainly got your fingers in a lot of places. And, you know, one of the things as I listen to you, Mike, you know, I think back of the concept of how many half-inch drill bits were sold and no one really wanted one. What they needed was a half-inch hole. What you're doing is you're not trying to sell something to somebody trying to solve a need. And that's how advancements happen in business and in medical, and helping people to live longer and healthier is certainly, I mean, the business is wide open. So sounds like you're doing some interesting things here. Now, let me share one thing with you. I don't have a lot of envy to a lot of things. I'm happy with what I have. One of the things I'm envious about, though, is whoever puts your PowerPoints together. I mean, I think you got a brilliant, and last I saw, so folks, if you really want to see and take a look at what Mike talked about, we only have a couple minutes, Mike. Why don't you drive them to your website, tell them where to find this, give them some contact information, because this stuff doesn't happen overnight. There's time, I think, to build if this is something you're interested in for the public. Show them where your site is and tell them how to download that and drive them to your place.
Sure, thanks a lot. It's BioFan, B-I-O, P like Paul, H Harry, A-N, BioFan.com. And when you get to the site, the information on the new heart assist device called the MyoVAD is over on the left, and you'll see it. Under investor information, you can get to our PowerPoint and download it. And there are a couple of boxes on the front page that will lead you to the work we're doing with the FDA on safety and our agreement with Boston Scientific. Then there's the typical bullets to go into more information about the product and the technology. And the stock symbol is BIPH, B like boy, I, P, Peter, H, Harry. And, you know, the news releases, you can also get to the news releases, and they all lead back to our website. But I appreciate your comments on the PowerPoint. We also have some videos up on the site that show what these technologies do and how they work. But at the end of the day, our goal is to create market share for the big guys. Basically, everything we do has the component of making a difference when the physician decides whether to go to vendor A or vendor B.
Okay.
And that's key. Everything we do is heavily patented. We have 56 issued patents and 200 total, including pending and foreign. That's a tremendous number of patents for a relatively small company, because we believe the patents are the way to really make sure everybody takes that you get paid for your innovations and your research. And it's a dominant type of a portfolio, so there's a lot of interest in exclusivity from these big companies, and we're in several negotiations with several of them. And that's the key, that we know how to do this technology and deliver it. Our guys come from J&J and AngioTech, which are major companies, so we know what the customers want because we've been on the other side of the desk.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we're not just making healthcare improvements. These are very important healthcare improvements. But they go into products like stents and pacemakers and defibrillators and heart assist devices that are the biggest component of the $28 billion market for cardiovascular products. And in every case, we're going to make one company, our customer, gain market share, we believe, against their competition because they have our features in their products. Now, eventually, it'll be everybody will have a safe pacemaker because eventually we'll license everybody. That's how it happens over time. But the ones who are first, our partners, will have that tremendous first-mover advantage, and that's really what we sell, competitive advantage and market share in medical and device improvement.
Well, Mike, let me share, you know, folks, the listeners out there, I know Mike for a couple of years. He's got passion in what he does. He believes in what he does. He's a pure entrepreneur. Mike, I also know you're involved in other things, and I know you read a tremendous amount. You're really on the cutting edge of a lot of what's going on in both science, technology, the blend of them. I really, really appreciate you coming on the show. We'll definitely keep an eye on you, your company, and again,
thanks again for joining us, and continued success, living longer, living stronger, living healthy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Jordan.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
Oh, my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. So what I'd like to do now as an introduction to the next segment here, we use spreadsheets to quantitatively figure out exactly what companies we should do further exploration in. Once we do that, though, we want to meet with management. We want to kick the tires. We want to find out as much as we can if, in fact, we want to be long-term investors. One of the pleasures I had a couple years ago, back when natural gas was first trading up at a couple bucks down from its, I think, historic low of one, was meeting the president and CEO of what was then Darty Gas, which is now N-Gas, one of the leaders this side of the Mississippi, the East Coast side of the Mississippi, in natural gas. We're going to have Bill join us in a moment. What I had the pleasure of is going down and actually getting up on his mountain and meeting his workers and watching Bill interact actually with the town members and the reputation that he developed. And that's the true sense of long-term, how you treat other people, how you're viewed in your community, how you give back to your community. So we're going to have Bill join us shortly. Is Bill out there yet? Well, when Bill joins us, I want him to come right back on. There's a lot of people all trying to figure out where the price of natural gas and oil is going. It comes down to really two items, and what are they? It's supply and demand, and there are some actual limitations on the supply fact, and this is really what drives things long-term. What we don't want to do here is give you the trade of the day, to give you the flip of the day. Much more important to me is trying to understand, are there any trends that we can get involved with that have legs behind them and will last for a long time? And those are the trends we want to get involved with. Once we identify those trends, we use the Magna stock selection process to drill down further
sorry for the play on words, but we drill down, and what we want to do is find out who are the most profitable operators. Do we have Bill with us yet?
I'm here.
Hey, Bill, there you go. I've been waiting for you. How are you today?
Doing just fine.
Hey, fantastic. I was just giving an introduction to, you know, kind of the beginning of our relationship, when we met, and how much I enjoyed seeing you down in your area and how well respected you are by not only the workers that work for you, but the townspeople as well. And my hat's off to you, my friend. How are you?
Well, doing very good. Watching this gas market.
Well, let me tell you, you know, what I saw, in fact, is very glad we have you today. The headline in the paper was the surge in prices. Now, you know, right now to a six-month high in natural gas, a lot of people think of, you know, well, heating and so on, might not think about how much, you know, important it is in the hot weather, too, to cool things. If you would, why don't you give some of the applications and you know, why the demand is this high when everything's so hot?
Okay. Well, basically, you know, right now we've got hot weather, you know, across America, the hurricane season, and, of course, there's political unrest in other parts of the world that's keeping price of oil up. But natural gas is a major factor in producing electricity, especially for the Northeast market in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So you need heat and electricity for heat in the winter, and then the summertime you need electricity for air conditioning. And of course, you know, I understand there's been some blackouts in New York the last 10 days, so a lot of people now realize how important it is to have some electricity around to stay cool.
Hey, I think you're on everyone's mind now. Now, one of the things that was the most beneficial thing to me, and not everyone gets the opportunity, but when I sat down in your office and I saw the 30-year or 20-year supply trends, or how much natural gas is being pulled out of the ground and where the demand is going, those two curves right then and there made me a long-term investor in natural gas. And frankly, when we drilled down, we saw you were a very highly ranked company, and we urge everyone to do their own homework and to really make sure the investment works for them, risk-reward-wise. But really, my hat's off to you in terms of your long-term approach. I know you rebranded your company. Why don't you kind of catch people up with your company specifically and what maybe competitive advantages you have against others?
Okay, well, let me just start from the beginning real quickly. We started this company in 1984 as Darty Petroleum, and it's today Darty Petroleum is still our operating arm here. In 93, I did a reverse merger and took the company public, and now we're on the NASDAQ national market. But basically, you know, we're primarily an Appalachian natural gas producer, and we have some unconventional gas in the New Albany Shale and the Arkoma Basin out in Arkansas and Oklahoma. But we focus mostly on Appalachia. What we like about the area is it's an area that, you know, Jordan, you've been down there. We control a large area because of 450 miles of pipeline that we own.
Mm-hmm.
But, and we have about 275,000 acres around the pipeline to drill. And currently we have about 900 oil and gas wells, and 97% of our production is natural gas. We do produce some oil, but we control another 200 to 250,000 acres of land just because of our pipeline situation. There's no other game in town to get the gas out. But we have identified 1,100 drilling locations, and the wells last about 25 years. So, you know, we were looking for, you know, very settled, very predictable production with excellent drilling results. And we've averaged over 98% as far as completions go in the area. And it's not because we're fantastic on geology. It's because it's an area that is very predictable. One, and secondly, an area that has not been drilled extensively in specific areas in the past because of all the coal mining operations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is an area that has, well, to back up, Kentucky is number three in the country as far as coal production goes. And we have areas here that are both strip mined at the surface and deep mined as deep as 800 feet to get the coal out. We can't drill through those coal zones to produce natural gas below them until they're finished with their mining operations.
Okay.
That's kept a lot of the drilling areas that have a lot of potential undrilled and undeveloped. And our niche is to go in, work with the coal companies and the coal owners to step in right behind the coal companies, develop the properties and get them into production, lay a pipeline across their properties in the areas where it won't impede their coal mining operations. But that's been our niche. We started doing that in 1995. And we've since then we've concentrated on these large tracts, more than 5,000 acres, with great prospective potential, to where we know we're going to get some natural gas.
Right.
And we do a lot of geology on the other pay zones. There's as many as five potential pay zones here.
Right. Let me touch on two points which to me fascinate me. And again, I'm a Northeasterner. I knew very little about this actually until I really explored it further. But when one thinks of oil and gas, there's this old theory of these wildcatters, and once in a while you're gonna hit big, you become a millionaire. Most of the times it's just a disappointment. There's nothing under there. Your hit rate was the thing that actually shocked me. You know, the percentage of times you pull something out of the ground. But the other thing I want to mention is that I'm calling up on something I call Daily Graphs. It's a website that I look for earnings and so on. There's an estimate from you going to earning, you know, 5 cents a share to earning 22 cents next year. So I know that some analysts following you, it's a big, big jump. You know, where's that come from and has that happened?
Well, it's coming from a couple of factors. One, we've ramped up our drilling operations in the last couple of years. In 04 and 05, we drilled 155 wells. This year, we're going to drill about 200 wells. And secondly, we've done some major pipeline expansions in the past 2 years that actually brought on large tracts of land, one particular property, 70,000 acres, that didn't have any production on it prior because of all the coal mining operations. We now have laid 23 miles of steel trunk line and connected several more miles of gathering system from the wells. And we've drilled about 150 wells there in the last 2.5 years. So, you know, the infrastructure is in place, and a lot of these large tracts that we've been working on, even though we were drilling, you know, late 2003, 2004, and 2005 to get the wells ready to go online in production, we're tying on, wells that have been drilled for as long as a year, year and a half as we speak. And we have, you know, three pipeline crews in the field, just tying up pipeline and laying gathering system. But to sum that up, basically, you know, we have these large tracts. We now have the infrastructure where, you know, when we drill a well, we can get it into production within a 60-day time frame. And I have to wait for a year to year and a half to get that in.
Fantastic. It's just a great – and then every other thing that's been drilled, still online, still producing. So it's just adding on more capacity and more flow-through.
That's right. And in order to make sure that, you know, we didn't have operational problems we set about developing a scheme, you know, to make sure that our gas got marketed no matter what. So in 04, we took a contract with Duke Energy to operate 160 miles of their pipeline. And in the first quarter, we bought 116 miles of pipeline from Duke Energy. It allows us to take most of our gas from the wellhead to the interstate pipeline system. Remember, you know, we're in Western Virginia, Southeastern Kentucky.
Right. Let me do something to interrupt here, because I'm looking at the clock, and this thing's happened so fast, Bill. We could talk all day. What I want to do here is I want to mention that, you know, I know you have a lot of compassion in your heart for other people, but it's never too hot or too cold for you, right?
That's right.
All right, so folks, if you want to not complain about the weather but profit from the heat and the cold, I would really implore you, you know, we don't like to recommend stocks. We want you to do your homework. Bill, drive them to your website. Give them your number. Let them do some homework, so when it's got 12 inches of snow, they might be doing something just as well with NGAS. Tell them where to find you.
Well, our symbol is NGAS, November GAS, like natural gas, and our website is NGAS.com, and we're located in Lexington, Kentucky.
Maybe there's a number if they want to get a annual report or something?
Yeah, 800-977-2363.
Okay, now let me just go back, Bill. You know, one of the most important things for me is not only making money, but doing it right. And don't want to, you know, overemphasize the fact that how well you're respected in the industry, from your employees, from your community, from your family. I really enjoyed my trip down there. I need to make another trip and see you again. It's a wonderful experience for me, and I really appreciate what you're doing down there. So thanks a ton for joining us.
Thank you, and come on down. We have a lot more to show you.
All right, I'll do that. Folks, it's my pleasure having Bill on the show again. You are listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back following this quick break.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
April 1805, bison as far as the eye can see, an abundance of bald eagle, Meriwether Lewis.
July 1805, we beheld a great number of antelope, deer, and elk, William Clark.
Imagine if Lewis and Clark's journals continued long past the end of their journey.
June 1905, beaver trapped out, buffalo herd down to a scant few.
How would they describe their trail today?
August 2005, the river is silent.
Would they be pleased?
On a more pleasant note, a new interstate certainly makes the commute more manageable.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left. Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing. And let me just share, before I go into the next thing I want to talk about, I want to share, we just had two guests on who are known in their community for giving back, guys who have done a great job in not only amassing some personal wealth, but have been known in their community to be giving back and to sharing. And frankly, in our little community here, we just had a little tragedy with a young person involved in juvenile diabetes, and you know, I wrote out a nice little check today. It's very important to get back to your community and make sure that you're in a position to do so by handling your finances right. And what it's really all about is not how much you make, but how you're remembered. And driving through little towns in Kentucky with Bill and seeing the town folks wave and seeing the store owners wave and how well he's respected. These are the kind of guys I want to do business with, not the guys cutting corners to make an extra penny per share per quarter, but guys who really know how to live and live properly and do it right. Now, what I want to think about right here, what I want to share with you is I always think about how can we help. What is this show trying to accomplish? Are we trying to promote some stocks here, or are we trying to help people become the best investors we can? One of the things we're doing right now in terms of archiving our files and organizing and keeping things together is we just created a list of all these different articles and presentations we've given
in major newsletter articles or wherever they've been published, and we put them all in one little file. If any of you folks would like to see what we're doing, what we're writing, what our newsletter looks like, our top scores, the key is what we're going to do here is, folks, when we finally get out of the dog days of August, we're probably going to hit some kind of new low in September or August. It's going to scare you. It's going to frighten you. Maybe they'll even say something like China went bankrupt or a big scandal in South America and there'll be a big sell-off. The reality is there is an unprecedented amount of money in the money market, over $7 trillion with a T, trillion dollars waiting to come in, afraid to come in. There has never been this percentage of cash on the sidelines as a percentage of the full value of the stock market in history. I can understand, frankly, why people are hesitant. After we go through this whole Fed Reg D and Sarbanes-Oxley laws, they find companies, not one, not two, but hundreds of them, backdating options to shove money into their executives' pockets. How can people trust anybody these days? So that's what's really holding people back. It's the media, it's the real life issues, the amount of real problems that are well known. It's when you don't know that problems exist, when you're fully invested and overly bullish and you can't buy the pullback. Money will buy this pullback. It's sitting there waiting to come in, and then we go into the strongest trend of all, a 100-year trend from the mid-year election low, which we're kind of grappling for and looking for, into the first year of the presidential cycle. And how will things get so good? What will happen? I'm not really sure. But what's going to happen is the tide will turn. It always does. But at the moment, anyway, there are leading companies leading this market ahead. We've just gone through an earnings cycle. We've seen dramatic magnet stocks announce their earnings. Some of them actually pull back when they announce their earnings and give you an opportunity to step right in and make some money. For those with a cool head, for those who can remain unemotional and stay out of the fog that is created by too much data, there are opportunities and they abound. Some of our top-line companies pay tremendous dividends. Some of them just show growth, but if you want to get your portfolio scored or see our top scores, you got to go to the web or you got to go to the phone. Give us a call at 888-766-6828. We can even show you the presentation we use down on the Money Show. The key is to remember, when you really look at your expenses, there's tremendous inflation out there. Don't buy the story that there's no inflation. If you hide your money and leave it in the bank or low interest yielding instruments, you simply won't make it long term. That doesn't mean to take too much risk. That doesn't mean to create a plan that you personally can't live with. That's what the whole emphasis on our book is. Call Magnet Investing. Go to our website, magnetinvesting.com. Click through it. See what the experts say. See what Standard & Poor's say. See what our clients say. Click on the tab called Endorsements. See what our clients and the media is saying about what we're doing. It's very vastly different than the traditional things you're seeing and hearing on Wall Street. We're identifying magnets, those companies that because of their financials will attract other investors. Rather than share the names with you over the phone, we don't know if they're suitable for your portfolio, give us a call, see if we can help you. In the meantime, main thing here is to keep cool. This heat wave will break. I know the whole nation's suffering, but hug your kids, folks. Don't eat too much candy, all right? I've learned that lesson the hard way as a young guy, and make sure that when you're dealing with companies, you have to circle the M. The management is the key. Then you let the fundamentals work for you. But if the management owns a considerable amount of shares, they're your partners. They're going to do what's right for you. If they own very, very little shares and they're taking huge salaries,
That's where the negative surprise comes from. They may not really be your full partners. We try to identify companies where management owns a considerable amount of stock, and what happens to you happens to them. That's one of the keys. And then we want the fundamentals to work out favorably for us. I think what we're in is a very, very exciting time where all the news, all the printed news anyway, is negative. There, no one's mentioned here that people are moving on to new jobs, getting promotions, having healthy children, creating new patents. This is what's driving the world. That's not what gets the media attention. I'll repeat that over and over again until you realize the world is actually pretty sharp. New companies coming on, new opportunities, and in the meantime, you have to stay healthy, stay well-respected in your community, and make sure that you're giving back. The only way to do that is to accomplish things first. Make sure you have enough to give away. Make sure that you yourself can create foundations, charities, and go forward. So what I will tell you is following this show, you can expect me to take a cool dip in the pool later on. It is 110 degrees here,
Voice of America 150
business. Degrees in my head. But it's always a pleasure being with you on Voice America. I hope our show is serving our need. If there's any way you can help us improve the show, give us a call, hit us on the email, tell us how the show can even be more valuable for you. In the meantime, when we speak next, there'll be another Fed meeting, there'll be a lot of emotion. Let's see how we can profit through it, okay? Profitable investing to you and yours. Keep cool. We'll see you same time next week. Tell your friends to visit us. See you on Profitable Investing next week.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.